mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Tony in New York, uninterrupted. You got cut off there at the end of the last segment. We're taking calls right now. I got key Second Amendment news coming up. I need a fly swatter. There's a fly in here. And I tell you, I'm going to kill it. It's not even a fly. It's like a gnat. It's not a fruit fly. It's bigger than that. It's driving me crazy. Let's go. We can do that to the global. Like little flies flying around it, actually. Like the big giant mothership fly is Hillary. And then, like, seeping out of her. I'm sorry. Go ahead. She lays more fly eggs. I'm sorry. And she gave birth to Obama, actually. Do you know Obama's actually her son? The product of her Congress with a dead horse. Let's go ahead and talk to, I'm sorry, folks. Tony in New York. I apologize. Tony, go ahead and make your point.
No, don't apologize. I think you're right on. But I actually found this really cool thing on the internet that could be used to fight or to kind of for activism. I'm sure you've seen the Wi-Fi network. So when you go to connect your device to something like a Wi-Fi network, you see all the different names.
Yes, sir.
So these devices called Wi-Fi pineapples that let you broadcast about like 100 different Wi-Fi names, and you can make them anything you want. So you could have 9/11 was an inside job. You could make 100 Wi-Fi networks with freedom messages and just carry this thing around with you everywhere you go. And people will see it because you could actually do some really neat things on it that will make so whenever every time someone pulls it out, you could actually connect to it and have it log directly to InfoWars.com. There's so many neat things you could do.
Exactly. There are so many inventive ways for each individual every day to reach out to others. And just by doing that, it'll have a huge effect.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, Alex. Hopefully some of your listeners just automatically go Google it. I think it'd be a great way to reach people. Anyways, keep up the good fight. Love you, man.
Thank you, brother. We love you as well. You know, I realize what it is. I've been talking about Obama and his camp followers, the flies. Maybe these are Obama supporters that have showed up. There it is. I almost got it. A fly swatter. Maybe that's a drone. I'm being sarcastic, MSNBC. I didn't actually say that was a drone. They've already said, I believe, wasps live underneath the Capitol building or under the UN building. And everybody knows it's actually giant 18-foot-tall turkeys. Anyways, let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Texas. All right, I'm going to stop right there. Steve in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Last month you were mentioning Amazon's predictive purchasing ability.
Yes, sir.
And that is so pervasive that it's basically changing the way economists are able to predict the market. Instead of looking at market predictions, they're able to predict individual consumers, and that's going to change the way advertising and everything is done in the future.
Sure, via your web ID to all your devices, TVs, you name it, smartphones, they're going to deploy ads that are tailored to you, and then it's the end of your privacy right there, and then they can also tailor your behavior by what they feed you falsely.
Exactly. The data mining is the future. You will not be able to go to the bathroom without someone knowing about it. The only way I see to combat it is to create a local economy. My economist professor said the exact same thing about Amazon almost a week later. And he said, you know, he doesn't want the future to be dictated by mega corporations, and it's everywhere. So you have
Well, exactly. While we're being told to fight with each other over how much pigment we have on our skin, that's because they're discriminating us on our info, on our taxes. It's all going to these globalists. I mean, we're all being destroyed right now. I don't care what color you are, and we're busy fighting with each other over the diminishing artificial resources. And so I'm glad you brought that up. Go ahead.
Yeah, and, you know, I was with you out there last year, tactical firearms, and the Second Amendment's under attack, First Amendment's under attack. It's bad. So you have to begin to network locally and take things back 50 years.
Yeah, I'm just glad the Katy police outside of Houston didn't give anybody trouble for all being armed with what you call assault rifles, and us out there bullhorning on the side of the road, and nothing bad happened, and the police didn't violate the First or Second Amendment. Wasn't that great?
Yeah. I mean, the other day they had a Harris County Sheriff SWAT thing. It looked bigger than a tank. I mean, it was jacked up like an 18-wheeler. It's horrible.
Yeah, those are called full-power war wagons. It's incredible. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Phyllis Schlafly of the Eagle Forum, a group fighting the globalists and promoting national sovereignty for, I don't know, 50-something years. She's going to be on the transmission coming up at the start of the next hour for 30 minutes. Amnesty equals suicide for Republican Party. Folks, if these were libertarians coming over the border, quite frankly, I wouldn't care if there were 30 million. But if they were white socialists coming across the border, I'd be against them. It's predominantly Latin Americans, and they are absolutely, on average, close to 90% voting anti-gun, anti-family, Democratic Party line. And again, folks, it's not that we're, quote, for the Republicans either. It's that the Democrats are taking over. And the Republican leadership wants amnesty, too. And the big banks want it. And they're giving money to try to run all the Tea Party people out and saying it's racist. No one lets illegals come to their country and give them all this welfare. We're going bankrupt, folks. We're already bankrupt. And you're going to legalize illegals? That's going to bring in even more. And we know where this situation goes. So I'm going to repost on InfoWars.com. I've got Kit Daniels doing it right now. Amnesty equals suicide for Republican Party. And Phyllis Schlafly is going to be joining us. We're going to break all that down. I'm going to retweet Matt Drudge's tweet today, plugging the fact that she's coming on. Because this is a big deal. And we need to talk facts. I can't go to Mexico and have a baby for free. I can't go down there and get on welfare. And it's insane. Mexico is a failed, collapsed state. And then they sell it like it's mean to Hispanics if you don't want totally open borders. And then Americans, on average, are so politically correct, they go, okay, we'll do whatever you say, to the point if you can't even, the Discovery Channel and History Channel, are getting rid of any characters that are of mixed racial background in a bad light. I mean, here's one. Obama Satan lookalike cut from film version of hit miniseries The Bible. The devil is on the cutting room floor. This is now a movie about Jesus. The devil gets no more screen time to the producer of the Son of God. And that's all the political correctness. And Google, you know, won't let you talk about black mobs beating up white people all over the country. And they call that hate speech, and is threatening to shut down basically WorldNet Daily with Google ads. We've got Joseph Farah on tomorrow to break all of that down. So this is the political weaponization of speech, where you're not allowed to have your speech, but the establishment is. And the Democratic Party operates as a cult now, where in almost every case you can go out to California especially, but also University of Texas in Austin where I live, kind of a bizarro world compared to the rest of Texas. Not that Texas is perfect, but I mean, it's fruitcake land. And you go down there and say, hey, we want to ban water for the earth. Al Gore says they signed the petition, and we want to put gun owners in prison, all of them. And they signed the petition. And out in California, Mark Dice goes out, and I mean, this is unedited, folks. And this is what, I mean, he'll talk to 10 people, and 9 of them will say, yes, put gun owners in camps and kill them. And you say, for Obama, we're going to put gun owners in camps and kill them. You've heard the audio here. The video's on Infowars.com. And they say, yes, we want to kill gun owners. They will do anything. They are in a cult. They don't know how to tie their shoelaces, literally. They just know how to support the Democratic Party and hop around acting trendy all day. They don't know about foreign corporations owning the Democrat and Republican leadership. They have no idea about balkanization. They have no idea about real discrimination by the globalists and the rigged economy. All they know how to do is run around grandstanding. Now, I want to cover some Second Amendment news. We're going to go to JJ, Wayne, Kevin, Timothy, John. In fact, in the order, it's JJ, Wayne, John, then Timothy, and then Kevin. I'm going to get to all of you here in just a moment. But first, I want to go ahead and get into this news report that's up on Infowars.com. Rockefeller Brothers, Pepsi behind gun grab agenda. And you can go in there and watch the video and see their own webpage, the Aspen Institute, which is like a Bilderberg subcommittee. And you can go see the heads of PepsiCo and the Rockefeller Foundation, Rockefeller Brother Foundation, admit they're funding the move to disarm the American people. I mean, let's talk about where this comes from. Ultra-rich scum who politically hijacked the country and are the biggest recipients of taxpayer bailouts and tax exemptions. I mean, they are the ultimate discriminatory. We find out who funded Hitler. The biggest funder of Hitler on record was the Rockefeller Foundation, then became Rockefeller Brother Foundation. I think it was like in 1910 or something. But so by the time they funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in the 20s and then Hitler, it was the Rockefeller Brothers. The literal group that literally created the Nazi Party, the proto-Nazi Party. And David Rockefeller went over there and spent time in Germany and was a double agent of the Germans and helped set them up when he was like, 18 years old. I mean, these are amazing people. I mean, I got to say, he set up every UN organization there is. I mean, you got to hand it to them. They really are busy little bumblebees. George Soros is kind of a modern example. He was a Nazi collaborator on record. And it's just so crazy to be informed and know that a proto-Nazi, this is the Nazi's daddy and mama, that laid down on its back and literally spit out the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute and worldwide eugenics and Adolf Alois Hitler. And it's teamed up with Soros and Bloomberg and all these other Jews of all people going after the Second Amendment. I mean, it is just cuckoo bizarro land. And then you've got all these camp followers like Michael Moore and Obama and Nancy Pelosi and all of it. I mean, it is insane. It is so bizarre when you look at all the players and what's going on. But when you get down to it, it's just evil. It's authoritarians across the board, whether they be Chinese, whether they be German, whether they be Jewish, British. I don't care. They have an instinct in the elites to disarm their quarry. So that article is up on Infowars.com. Here's another one, and I'm going to play the video of this. New York Assemblyman, say fact, Democrats wanted to confiscate guns. Evidence that the gun control lobby's ultimate goal to disarm law-abiding gun owners surfaced last year in a short video clip that dovetails with the mayor's that went public last week from a New York State Assembly session prior to the passage of the highly contentious SAFE Act. The video posted a month later by the Sandy Hook school shooting depicts Assemblyman Stephen F. McLaughlin attempting to address the topic of rejecting Democrat proposals from the bill. I have in my hand something here we received from the Senate, which has rejected Democrat proposals in the bill. He replies to it and lists it, saying that everybody's got their own list of Senate rejections, so I don't have anything to show you. And he goes on to say, well, it sure does. When we talk about confiscation of assault weapons, it absolutely has the ability to dampen a compromise. And I remember the clip, actually. There's a clip where they talk about gun confiscation, about once they get the registration, they do the forced buyback. Well, we have the mayor pro tem, Mike Martinez, saying, once we register, we will come take your guns. So the point is, people that know what's going on go, of course they want the guns. Well, the general public still thinks they just want reasonable restrictions. You know, knock, knock. Oh, my car's broke down. Just, are you home alone, lady? Just let me in. The woman's got a bad feeling. The guy looks like a convict. Don't open the door, lady. Tell him, move on the road. Call 911 for him if he absolutely has to have help. Don't open the door in the middle of the night. Well, same thing. Just open the door. Let us in. Turn your guns in. We're going to be nice to you. Open the door. Let me put you in handcuffs. Let me tie you up, and then I'm going to take good care of you. That worked well for the women that went with Ted Bundy. Let's go ahead and go to a part of this clip, proof Democrats want to register and then confiscate.
And Joe, I have in my hands here something that we received from the Senate, which is rejected Democrat proposals in this gun bill. And I don't know that you've seen this or if you know that these are there or not.
No, but we don't have our own list of rejected proposals that the Senate rejected, so I don't have anything to show you.
Okay. All right, so I won't address it then if you haven't seen it. I'll leave that one alone. Okay, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. And Mr. Speaker, on the bill.
And by the way, I would recommend not to have that list shared because it really has the capacity to dampen the enthusiasm to compromise.
Well, it sure does when we talk about confiscation of assault weapons.
It absolutely has the ability to dampen a compromise.
Mr. Speaker, on the bill.
On the bill.
There you go. Don't share that list with anybody. I mean, let's stop playing here. We all know what you want. We all know the goal. You have a criminal instinct. I don't care if it's Central Africa. I don't care if it's Mexico. I don't care if it's California. I don't care if it's New York. I don't care if it's Illinois. The government's there, wherever they're criminal, wherever they're mafia, wherever they're gouging and taxing and pushing and harassing, and it's because they're all exempt, folks. You go look at all those kleptocratic regimes like France with the socialists. They're all exempt from the taxes. It comes out in the news they all have Swiss bank accounts. But in the case of the EU, the bureaucrats are exempt from the EU federal tax. Our Congress is exempt from most of the taxes. What? Now they're trying to pass legislation where their exemptions are secret. See, that's real discrimination. That's what you should feel really cheated by, that you've got to pay outrageous taxes while they're exempt. Because if they had to pay them, folks, they wouldn't be doing it. That's why you want justice. All men are created equal. As the Declaration of Independence said, and as Martin Luther King requoted, by created equals, you get the same rights, you get the same starting line. It doesn't mean you're really equal with every gift you've got from God. But you start at the same starting line. And justice is blind. Not, oh, well, you're a cop, so you're drinking and driving, we're going to let you go. Or you're a politician, and we caught you, stealing money, but that's okay. You know, we'll scratch our back, we'll scratch yours. It's disgusting, folks, and it turns your country into a big, giant, third world nation. Now, we're going to be right back on the other side with J.J., Wayne, John, Timothy, Kevin, and others. Stay with us.
Huge Mountain House sale at Emergency Essentials. Right now, get 25% off every can. Go to BePrepared.com for the guaranteed lowest price you'll find anywhere. Mountain House freeze-dried meals are famous for their proven 25-year shelf life, delicious flavors, and easy preparation. This month only, save 25% on over 30 Mountain House varieties. For the best selection, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Do you know the 13 words that get your emails flagged by the NSA? Here's a hint. I've used two of them already. If you're fed up with the NSA's rampant spying, Congress trampling on your rights, or President Obama shredding the Constitution, it's time to take action. Take control of your personal information, your private communications, and discover the 13 words at PreventNSAspying.com. Don't let them fool you. You can take back your rights with this little trick. Just go to PreventNSAspying.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Well, now the London Guardian is coming out saying it's time to join the preppers because government can't and won't supply aid during all sorts of emergencies. Idaho families walk 19 miles after getting stranded in the snow blizzard. Epidemic of potholes, third snowiest winter in Philly on record. Second snowiest February in New York City on record, and that's in 300 years. Boston blanketed for ninth time in 16 days. Fast-moving storm creates whiteout conditions in Chicago. And my cousin just came down here for my uncle's memorial because they had a funeral, but they're also having a memorial this weekend so everybody could come. And he just said it's just hellish in Chicago, just absolutely hellish. And I'm looking at Drudge Report, DrudgeReport.com articles right now. But the whole point is that it's just getting crazier and crazier and crazier. And by the way, the London Guardian doesn't say start prepping. They also say it's climate change apocalypse is upon us. No, it's the sun cool down cycle, and it's the sun stupid, and the earth gets hot and gets cold, and we should pray for hot cycles because that's when we can grow more stuff, dummy. I mean, the old timers knew they went through cycles, and you know it too. You just want to make the public so ignorant and so superstitious and so dumbed down that they think if we don't worship the high priest Al Gore and he doesn't wave his magic wand when he's running around in a nightgown or whatever he does, chasing a masseuse around, that if he doesn't engage in leprechaun activities and give us a pot of gold, we're all dead. I'm just sick of it. JJ in California, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I am doing good, brother.
Hey, I really want to thank you for inspiring me to, first of all, I've been a longtime listener, first-time caller. I actually created a YouTube channel where I post a YouTube about Obama and what's going on, usually on an every other week basis. It's just when I get really frustrated.
Oh, that's good. Every listener should be on the Enemy Platform YouTube. Everyone should have their own blog. Everyone should be doing something to be heard. And together, if everybody did that just from this show, it'd be over. If everybody just started getting active, it would overturn the system immediately.
And I appreciate that. You really inspired me to do that. And I post it on my Facebook, and I also post it on my LinkedIn account, which I have almost...
Well, good. Just plug it. Go ahead and plug it.
Thank you. It's called Obama Factor 727. And the email is ObamaFactor727.
Listen, that's great. I'm glad to plug it, but if I let people plug on and on, it'll just kind of get repetitive. And what'd you call in about specifically, sir, on the topics?
A few things that you've inspired me to talk about. First of all, I love it how Obama can wave a magic wand and extend Obamacare until 2016. And the only reason why he did that, as you and I know, is to prevent tens of millions of people from losing their insurance policies. And, honestly, voting against the Democratic platform this November. So that was a very smart political move on his point.
But it's even more deceptive for most people that they're still kicking them off. It's false hope. That's even a lie. Do you understand that? Just like I told you, most people signing up who thought they signed up didn't. So it isn't 3 million like they say. It's not even a million. It's all fraud. If you're going to tell one lie and get away with it, why not tell 85 jillion?
And look at the state of Oregon. I mean, what a fraud there. They spent $6 million on that website, and not one person has signed up. Not one.
But they do not that one. On purpose. And even Mainline News now says the websites nationally and at state levels don't work because they want to make it about the broken website, not about the fact you go on and they double your premium. My dad's is more than doubled. Mine is doubled. And most people in Texas were getting it. Where it's it went up 30%. Oh, another 2 months later, another 30. And I see my crew nodding out there. That's how it's working. They're just doing it like in the shark bite. It's not even in small bites, though. It's shark bites, but it's not in one big piece. They're just gobbling us up. But you heard it. He said it wouldn't raise your premiums. It would lower them, and you could keep your doctor. Doesn't matter. It's a lie. Are you a racist, sir?
No, I just want to ask, how many times does Obama get to lie before someone stands up and says, we're going to impeach him? I mean, he lied about the video. He's lying about the IRS. He's lying about the ACA. And what about the shovel-ready jobs that he spent?
We've got to go after the Republican leadership that is going, be nice to us, Tea Party, be friends, while they fund money with the Democrats to kill the Tea Party. Yeah. They're like, stand down, while they're firing on us. They run up a white flag and then launch an offensive while they have white flags waving everywhere. And just like mainline pundits are saying, the Republican leadership doesn't want to go after the IRS because they want the Tea Party destroyed. We have to rally to the Tea Party with moral and financial support right now. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Great call.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Reposted up on InfoWars.com in full the Phyllis Schlafly report, and they put together with an index of polls and research a report showing that amnesty equals suicide for the Republican Party and will create a one-party socialist state in the United States, and she's got all the numbers in her report showing exactly what that would do. The demographic breakdown and showing how those people that would be legalized tend to vote. And so we're going to break down the fact that this is a political class that wants to get full control by having a voting class that is on welfare and on different handouts, who can then vote to enslave everyone else using the free society to enslave the society. Well, in a republic, you're not a pure democracy. In a pure democracy, you could have 51% vote to make the other 49 slaves. Or you could have, 51% vote to kill the other 49 if they thought they could get away with it. First, they want to disarm them and things like that. And it's just incredibly obvious to see what's going on. She's going to be joining us. Look, here's the deal. I really just want to go to your calls. I'm going to give each caller about a minute. Make your point. I want to hear from you. We're going to go to the next person. As you hear each caller hang up, that's your chance to call in, 800-259-9231. Then I've got some other Iranian hacking news, supposedly of Cyber Command, right as they try to pass the cybersecurity legislation. Big news on Venezuela, the economy, and more that we will be getting to. But first, let's go to your phone calls. Wayne in Virginia, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Yeah, long-time listener, first-time caller. Okay, that's done with. I just want to tell everybody how joyful it is to spread the word. I bought a pickup truck, and 5 months later, I sold it. I took the plates back to DMV so I could get my refund, and I started telling the lady anytime I have a captive audience, I tell everything. But I try to lighten it up. You know, they go, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing better. The shrink let me out, and that lightens the situation. So I start telling her about Agenda 21 and geoengineering, and she looks at me and goes, you don't remember me, do you? And I said, no, I don't. I'm sorry. She says, I sold you these plates. You told me all this before. I said, oh, okay, well, I'm sorry then. She said, well, I went home, and me and my husband looked up Agenda 21. Our house is now on the market. We are getting out of here. And so it's just so you can't imagine how good it feels, the success. You're sitting there, you don't see it, but when they look you right in the face and say they listened to you and they paid attention to you, it feels great.
Well, that's the issue, because we've got the truth. We've got the light in the dark. And it's true. We know what's going on. It's not that we're rocket scientists. We'll face the facts historically, not what the fake controlled state-run media or Hollywood has said. And people are hungry for it. I mean, not the trendies. I mean, they would jump off a cliff if they thought it was cool to do. But the general public is starting to wake up. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it is fun. I mean, if you walk into a restaurant and they sit down, how you doing? Well, I'm in a restaurant. I'm hungry. You know, you lighten the situation up, and then you can just tell them anything, and they're a receptive audience. And I can't stop. I don't care where I am. If I go to the bank, I tell them about the Federal Reserve. I go to the grocery store, I'm telling them about GMO foods. I'm always on. And it is a great feeling when you find somebody that listened to you and is awake and is spreading the word now also. So I just want to pat you on the back and keep up the good work. And that's about all I have, man. It's great to wake somebody up.
It is, Wayne. Again, it's good to find your fighting spirit again. It's good to decide you're not just going to accept all this. The globalists tell you you're powerless. There's nothing you can do. It's over. Constantly, because they know you have power. And they want to intimidate you with political correctness where you're afraid to be a cowboy at Halloween or a Native American or a geisha girl. They want to make everybody feel guilty but them, the globalists that are really the guilty ones. The Democratic Party, on record, the Ku Klux Klan Party, until the mid-1960s, they started losing elections against the Republicans that passed the Civil Rights Act under Eisenhower a few years before, and they said, well, we'll do race politics this way now, and broke the other direction. And it's worked great for them. And the Republican leadership is bought and paid for by the same interests. That's why the Democrats can't be beaten, because they're not up against opposition. So here comes the Tea Party, set up by Ron Paul and libertarians. The Republicans try to co-opt it. It blows up in their face and metastasizes, in their view, and starts taking over. And right now they are in an emergency, like chickens with their heads cut off, running around at these corporate meetings on record. All hands on deck, throwing all the Democrat and Republican money they've got to crush the Tea Party. That's on record. That's even on Fox News now, they admit that. And the Republican leadership won't do a thing about the Tea Party having the IRS come after them. Let the crooked IRS come after you. Let them try to make stuff up. Go public. Big deal. I've had them do it to me. I'm not doing it. I'm paying their fake fraudulent taxes to the fake fraudulent private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. And if you're a 501c3, you have every right to promote the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're liars when they tell you you can't. I'm not a 501c3, but the point is, that's what they're going after. The Democrats are squealing and yelling in the news this week going, I saw it Sunday, make it illegal to have a Tea Party 501c3, more IRS. These people are beating us. Well, yeah, because you're incredibly unpopular. Saying we didn't build our businesses and our kids don't belong to us. You are a bunch of freaks who sit up there with a moral high ground up against loyal opposition with Boehner, who plays golf with Obama constantly. I mean, what a joke. Remove Boehner. Remove all of the leadership out of leadership positions. They could do that right now. Put Tea Party people in there and start explaining what's going on, and then people would come to the leadership. And you'd have the Tea Party take the Senate and the House. We could save this country. We've just got to decide we want to do it. We've just got to decide we're not losers. Everybody's like, oh, we'll never defeat the New World Order. Oh, we could never be some. Alex, there's no way you snuck in Bohemian Grove. There's no way people got footage of Skull and Bones. There's no way that guy got on the NFL post press conference and took over. There's no way that's real. There's no way you actually built your media system by yourself. There's no way that you beat that guy arm wrestling. That guy's bigger than you. There's no way you grew those watermelons. Those are just too big. There's no way you built that house on your own. There's no way. There's no way your son just wrote this paper for school. We just don't believe it. It's too advanced. Well, you're an adult and you're a moron. My son's smarter than you. I put my son in private school before, and they're like, you wrote this paper. Your wife didn't. I'm like, no, my 9-year-old son did. Because he reads, at that time, he's 11 now, he was reading adult literature. And because it's arrested development. My father was reading when he was 4. He was reading adult literature when he was 6 or 7. My dad would be sent away in summers as training, folks. He didn't get sent to pick cotton one month in September or whatever, because the family, it sounded like my dad was in cotton fields. They sent him to teach him hard work. Then they sent him for 2 months to work in a machine shop in Houston when he was 10. And then they'd send him to work in a bank for 3 months. That's what you did in the old days. You sent your sons, especially your daughters as well, to apprentice so that they knew how to do everything. That's what a man knew how to do. No, he didn't do any of that. They've taught us just to be incredibly weak. Like, people tune in and watch like steer wrestling, and they see some guy jump off a horse and grab a huge cow and throw it down. Like, that can't be real, because people don't believe in what a human can do. They have no. Well, of course, if you're telling us we're all a bunch of scum that walk off the edge of streets or into fountains or off bridges with our iPhones, that's what the globalists want to contend with—a bunch of jellyfish, ladies and gentlemen. God didn't build a bunch of crap. A new world order builds crud. I'm sorry, I said I'd take a lot of calls. John in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, it was great to see you at the Second Amendment rally in San Antonio. And I wanted to speak quickly about a microcosm of politics that's happening in Texas right now, with Greg Abbott bringing Nugent on to go to a few of his governor campaign stops. And then he's in turn attacked by Gilberto Hinojosa, Wendy Davis, Vandepute, by saying, well, Nugent is talking bad about our first African-American president, and the finer points of politics don't even come up. Never mind that he's supporting the Second Amendment. Never mind that anything is being said or wants to be talked about. It goes straight to the race card, straight against he hates women, and then end of discussion, shamed into the corner, and that's all.
Well, I mean, let's face it. Ted Nugent is a red-blooded caveman who loves women and who never has done anything racist to anybody. And he grew up in Detroit, and a bunch of his band are black. So that's all they've got. I mean, you can't send a meme making fun of Obama now, or they make it take it off your Facebook if you go to public school saying it's racist. We played the teachers on air, the clips that students have recorded going, you don't criticize Obama, you can be arrested. These are authoritarians. And, yeah, no, I think Abbott is probably one of the better candidates for governor there. That or Jerry Patterson. Who do you like for governor?
I like Patterson. I enjoyed meeting him there at the Alamo at the time. And as far as people waking up, I have to say, I work in the pharmaceutical business, and I work with about 40 to 50 people who, all on an individual basis, would love to discuss the finer points of 9/11 fiat currency, media brainwashing, all of that. It's just about taking that second step over the line and doing something about it in your community, as the last caller spoke to.
Beautifully said. Thank you for the call. By the way, again, I'm not against pharmaceuticals. There are some great drugs out there. There's some great doctors and nurses. It's that 50 years ago, they knew about side effects. They would pull a drug pretty quick if it was causing deformities, brain damage. Now they just go conspiracy theory. None of this is possible when the drug insert says it can do it. It's like antibiotics. They're a miracle drug. The problem is they're starting to not work. What happens when they don't work anymore? We're left with superbugs. I'm just pointing out the problems. And then you get something like a Gardasil that doesn't protect you from papilloma, on record. Go read the trials. Kills people. And is obviously a sterilant. I'm not saying your local doctor or nurse is a bad person. I'm saying the people at the top of the pyramid are muy El Diablo. Let's talk to Timothy in Virginia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Just want to mention one quick thing. Your InfoWars magazine, the Full Throttle Liberty centerfold with that Leanne McAdoo and the 50 calibers and the Trans Am and all the explosions.
Well, they would say we hate women because we have that.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
I thought it was a celebration of America.
Looks like it's a celebration of life and liberty.
Exactly. We do it all for America.
Well, I'm going at it. I think that would be great. You do a full poster, set it up, you know, on your store or something. I think, InfoWars war people would love that.
Well, that's how we're going to win the Second Amendment, private property, everything. We put women on top of capitals. We put women on the fronts of ships. All our ancestors went into battle with flags with women on them. My grandfathers put them on the side of their planes. I've already lined up, and I got too many projects going. We're gonna get a bunch of ladies in here, and we're gonna have a whole bunch, just a squadron of lovely ladies to go out and promote liberty. And of course, Leanne McAdoo will be, right at the center of the phalanx. But very, very exciting to promote liberty the way it's meant to be. Anything else?
Just one more thing. The drought out in California, don't you think that maybe that has something to do with a little bit of that geoengineering, all those chemtrails, and maybe a corporate land, a power grab of all the farms out there? The people are experiencing all the droughts. I mean, those farmers have to sell their land. I mean, you watch the video, what's it called? Why in the World Are They Spraying? You watched that, and that totally convinced me that maybe what's going on out in California right now is just total geoengineering a drought. They're just doing that to take all the land.
Well, I mean, here's the bottom line. There is massive geoengineering going on, and that's just a fact. But it's so secret. They admit they're doing the giant global program. North America is their main battleground. But they won't give us the details of what it is. So people say, man, there's weird weather. Yeah, there is weird weather. How do we know they're not false flagging us to then sell all this? But I totally agree with you.
Yeah, organic farming is huge out in California. And it's supposed to be on the rise this year. But with all this drought, food prices are going to skyrocket. And organic farms are probably going to end up having to sell out to Monsanto and people like George Soros be able to get out of there. They may even be forced to leave, if they don't have water to do a farm.
Well, they've caught the IMF and World Bank. They even made a James Bond movie, not the last one, but the one before last, where the big bank shuts off the water from the mountains so they can buy up the country. That was actually a true story. Yeah, that was where? Quantum of Solace, yes, that's actually based on a true story. But the whole point is that, yes, no, they're messing with everything. They're playing God. And until we admit that's going on, we have no chance in facing it. We have to admit we're in a manipulated paradigm, a matrix-like paradigm, to be able to change it. Thank you, Timothy. Kevin in West Virginia, thanks for calling in. You're on the air worldwide.
How are you, Mr. Jones, in Bizarro World today?
I'm doing pretty good, brother, talking to you.
Cool. Well, I have a couple. I wanted to say that I totally agree with Obama being a dictator, and the whole Obama administration needs to come down, and the Tea Party needs to be put in there, and we need to have people like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, you know, back in place. You know, we need our country back. I feel I'm 29 years old, and I want to have the same rights, you know, and to grow up and to have the same things that our forefathers had. And there's another issue I have, too, with welfare. I don't know if you'd be able to answer this or not. I'm on welfare. I'm blind. And
I don't have any problem with you being on welfare. It should be locally covered by the state, the city, or the churches. And, again, people that are actually disabled, that's what it's for. And quite frankly, if somebody was on welfare and didn't vote to take my guns and they couldn't get a job, I'd be fine. It's you're going to be on welfare, come here, be made legal, and then vote to make me your slave? No. No, no, no. That's the issue. They've shut the jobs down. They've shipped them overseas. They're disabling people with all the soft kill. We've got the highest cancer rate in the world. I don't bemoan people that are on welfare by hazard, by being thrown onto it. I don't like J.P. Morgan Chase publicly running the welfare system nationwide and trying to get people onto it to bankrupt things while they try to get rid of the economy to make everybody poor so they can domesticate everyone. I'm going to come back to you. Stay there, Kevin.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
about Ted Nugent. This song rotates through on the computer.
Come on, come on, come on, baby. Come on, come on, come on. I got you in a stranglehold, baby.
The minute we realized the globals were trying to strangle us, we just start beating them. The snakes wrapped around us, we're like, oh, the snake's my friend, television says, while it's crushing me. And its eyes are spinning, saying, be my friend, be my friend. How about we just put our hands around its neck and say, two can play at this game, Mr. Snakey Wakey. Gonna crush your face. Let's go ahead and go back to Kevin. In West Virginia, you're on the air. Kevin, welcome.
Hello again, Mr. Alex. As I was talking, I'm blind, and they give me $700 a month to live on, which is total bullcrap. And what I like is how other people, you know, they don't need it, you know, suck off the system, and then they vote to take your guns and to enslave us. I think it's wrong, and I have this fighting spirit, and with the only $700 that I have, I want to fund the operation.
No, people that don't have money have no responsibility. You spread the word about the show. Listen to this for a minute. 50 years ago, 100 years ago, you'd have a more diverse, larger family, and they would take care of you, and you'd have jobs you could do, like watching the house when they were gone, and raising the alarm if there was any issue. And if you didn't have family, a local church would have you live in the church, and you would basically just be somebody that kept, no pun intended, an eye on things. You know, you would just be there, somebody to, you know, kind of, you know, help out with stuff. That's how society works. Instead, the government comes in with charity, and so now there's no reason for anybody else to be involved in it. And I know it's very frustrating. Have you ever gone to a school for the blind, or because they have a lot of industries for you?
I have tried, but I keep screwing up myself. I keep, you know, wanting to. I'm my own worst enemy. I, you know, the zero drug tolerance, not smoke pot, and I feel sorry for myself, and so I smoke because I went down that.
Well, listen. Here's the deal. It's coming out that people are smoking pot, and it's not as bad as alcohol. I don't smoke it, and I just think it's discriminatory, and I do think that. You know, that's really prohibitive. Plus, they ship the drugs in to begin with, but I get some places not wanting to be around potheads because some people really abuse it. But I know it must be hard to live on $700 a month. You know, I would try to kick it, go through the system, and I would try to become more entrepreneurial. You know, I would use the fact that you're visually impaired, as they say, to, you know, try to learn how to do it and develop it and, you know, get a food cart or something, and you know, make a not a joke out of it, but, you know, but make that the issue of, hey, you know, come over, thanks for your, you know what, these are really good hot dogs. I know they taste good, and I get the best ingredients, but make sure I'm making this right. Is that good? Everybody would come to you instinctively, just like in the old ancient village. If somebody was blind, they would take you with them fishing, and then you would help them out with stuff, and then you would be impaired in that one area. But instinctively, ancient cultures knew that someone impaired in one area would generally be more advanced than another. Like in an ancient culture, someone who was blind would end up developing other senses, and then you would end up being like a shaman or a witch doctor. But we just don't have things figured out nowadays is the larger problem. But listen, I really appreciate your call, brother. Nobody's judging you for being on, quote, welfare. $700 a month in this inflationary situation. Can you imagine? Plus, they got us all focused on people like that on welfare as we go bankrupt instead of the big mega banks that are getting the majority of the money who lobby to get more people on welfare out of the system dependent.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives
gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.